Now have on the phone Sam Sebring is calling in from where are you, Sam?
I'm over at the mall. How are you doing, Tom?
Okay, how are you?
I'm good. Sometimes I like to go over to the mall. I find it's a really interesting place to observe human behavior and our consumer culture.
And how's that working today?
It's pretty busy. Pretty busy out here today.
All right. What do you want to tell us a little about your piece in the Transmittal show?
Sure. Yeah. I guess I'm kind of representing another form of broadcast in the show. Most of the folks are radio-based artists, but I'm going to have a piece that's using television in a video. And maybe before I talk about that piece, I could tell you a little bit about how I started making videos.
That sounds great.
I was always sort of uncomfortable with the way television made me feel like a passive recipient rather than an active participant. So before I ever even had a video camera, I started using VCRs to record and then remix television, essentially like sampling it and making it a medium for use as a creative tool. And, also along those lines, like in terms of the media that I was seeing on television, pretty early on, I felt it was trying to manipulate me, and so I wanted to manipulate it back. and so in the process, like, try to create some new way to look at it and think about, critically what was being broadcast. So I've been using these videos as components and backdrops in larger installations over the years, but I also think of them as perfectly viewable on their own and, not merely incidental. So that's kind of, I also make videos using a camera, but how I got started was without even using a camera. And, but for Transmittal, it's a little bit different. I actually used a camera to film myself changing stations on the television. So it was kind of a performance in effect. And then what I'm hoping that will happen for the viewers at Transmittal is I'm going to create an installation that just focuses on this one video. And people will be able to come in and sit down and watch it, and in a kind of a cozy setting, and they may perhaps have the feeling of themselves sitting there changing the channels, which are flipping back and forth between coverage of the 10-year anniversary. I don't think anniversary is the right word for the 9/11 tragedy. But I filmed right at the moment that was being broadcast on Fox News, and I was looking at a television that only received 12 cable channels, so that was the only news presentation of this 10-year coverage that I had available, and right next to that station happened to be the QVC Home Shopping Network station. So I was flipping back and forth between the two of those, sort of as a critique on our consumer culture and kind of looking at how far we've come or maybe not come in our priorities since 2001 and the 9/11 tragedy.
Yeah, were they selling those commemorative items on the QVC channel? Was it that obvious, the clash?
I think that would have been too perfect. No, right at that moment, they were selling perfume from a company named Philosophy. And so I found that a little bit ironic. As perfume is kind of can be thought of as maybe something used to cover up reality of how someone smells. And you could just plug that into whatever you want to think about how the coverage of 9/11 has happened.
And you're saying that that the piece works both as a display of your performance or your point of view at that particular moment, but also it gives the viewer their own sort of sense of changing the channels, or?
Yeah, hopefully. You can kind of have that feeling of yourself being in this moment. You know, it was essentially a very situationist moment that I happened to capture. And, you know, that particular moment will never be repeated other than the way that I recorded it here and am now presenting it so that other people can kind of get that feeling and observation is what I'm hoping.
All right. Can you tell us more? The opening is next Saturday. Is that right?
The opening is next Saturday from 5 to 7 at the Greene County Council on the Arts on Main Street in Catskill. I hope a lot of people come out. I'm really looking forward to opening. I think that's one of the exciting things about this show is there will be things to look at, but there will mostly be things to listen to. And so I just think this is a really exciting show. I'm happy to be a part of it.